Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This week, like a sugar-deprived child eagerly awaiting the arrival of 7-Eleven Free Slurpee Day, I was pumped to see the Minions have their own film, showing the evolution of the yellow creatures and their stream of failed services to some of the most horrific villains in history. The Minions are in search of a new master, whom they think they have found in Scarlet Overkill, the first female supervillain, which is oddly enough my stripper name. However, the mission soon turns precarious as the Minions must save themselves from total annihilation. Yeah, this film can suck my left. Do not assume you can make some crap-ass film and stick a bunch of cute, squishy creatures in it and assume I will roll over like some people-pleasing dog begging for more. I realize that, like my family, I appreciate the Minions in very small and controlled doses. It reminded me of Lion King 1.5. Sure, I like Timon and Pumbaa, but not enough to watch a full movie about them. The crazy, high-octane, totally moronic humor is enjoyable for about 2.5 seconds, but I was waiting for the other elements of the story to take over and carry me through the rest of the film. But like Vladimir and Estragon, I waited for the joy and true comedic humor of the film, but after 90 minutes left unfulfilled and unsatisfied. With that, X-Ville, I give the Minions 2.5 X's out of 5. Kids will love it. Parents, get drunk or high before watching.